difficult season and the difficult end, and what you hope for the future?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it that it's been a very difficult season and a very challenging season in different ways, and we've done our best. We fought our way through it. We earned to be in the playoffs after everything that the team has been through, and being pretty down on the standings, you know, and we pretty much didn't have much of a chance against the Spurs. So, but we still fought. You know, we still competed as a team. We stayed together, and you know, that's the thought that I'll keep. And you know, and for the future, who knows what's going to happen? And I have no idea what's going to happen. You know, whatever happens, you know, it's out of my reach and my control. We'll see. We'll see. I guess you know, there's different possibilities.
Pal, what did you think about the emotion the crowd gave when they gave you the standing ovation? And do you think there was a sense that was done because? Oops, sorry. Do you think that was done in a way because people feel that it might have been your last game as a Laker?
I guess you know, there's a sense that this is a possibility that might happen. It's not something that I've thought a lot about. You know, I always try to play my best as if it's my last game. You know, I'm very appreciative and thankful for our fans, for the support that they showed, and their loyalty and their appreciation that they have for me. So that was nice.
If the Lakers do bring you back, is that something that would make you happy? And is this roster, if it returns essentially intact, capable of winning a championship?
We have plenty of pieces, but it's up to management and ownership to decide what pieces to keep, what pieces to change. I mean, I would like to be a part of another championship team here, but you know, it's not totally up to me. So. I mean, there's definitely potential for this team, you know, this season things definitely haven't gone our way. So we had multiple challenges to fight through, and I think we stuck together through all of them. So that was that's a positive part and positive read from our team.
Do you think the 28-12 finish over the final 40 games is evidence that this team in terms of personnel and coaching staff can get it done if given the chance next season?
I think we can definitely get it done. You know, I would be pretty surprised if there was no changes whatsoever. I would be surprised if that happens. So we'll see. It'll be, it's always interesting. It's always, you never know. There's going to be speculation. There's going to be talks, rumors. I mean, we already know that. But right now, I mean, it's hard to think about next season in the summer when we just got our butts kicked by San Antonio, and our season it's over.
Pal, were you disappointed with the way Dwight handled that situation, picking up the second technical early in the third and getting ejected?
I didn't want him to get it. I didn't want to see him get ejected. We needed him on the floor. I don't know if it was worth it, that second technical. I talked to the referee and I told him that, you know, give him a warning. You know, he's already got one tech. You know, what's the point of throwing him out right now? You know, it's an emotional game, and we have been through a lot of frustration. So. And he gets hammered, grabbed throughout the entire game. So I can understand certain reactions. So I wish the referee would have warned him and tell him, hey, next time you're out. And, you know, if they warn you and then you keep doing it, then you're out. You deserve to be out. But anyways, I wish he didn't get ejected so we would have him on the floor and he would have stuck all the way through with the team. Things happen.
Eldre, going to series, obviously not an aberration with so many injuries. You're banged up. You play through a lot of pain. But when the squad is totally healthy, do you see a future of positivity of the squad moving forward?
I mean, I think the future is always bright for this franchise, and we have a great privilege and luck to be a part of it. And the team, the franchise, is always going to do their best to put a great team together. And there's always high expectations. So I think the future it is bright, and and the franchise will be fine regardless.
Pa, with everything you've been through this season and even last season, what did it mean to you, just on a personal level, to have finished the season strong for yourself?
Yeah, it's meant a lot. I've been fighting through different things this year, and last season was also a difficult season for me with the uncertainty, the constant trade rumors. So to be able to finish the season strong, well, not 100%, but still with a good taste and group and performing well and giving it all, that was important. That's something that I wanted to do as a player.
Pau.
Yes.
Your relationship with Dwight seemed to evolve as the season went on. Can you just talk about where it is at this point in time?
That was good. We had a much better compenetration and understanding on the floor. I think due to the injuries, the ball has gone through our hands a lot more. So we've been able to work on passing and finding him a lot. And I've been trying to, always get him easy baskets, because it's hard for him at times to fight through the pose and the defenses that they throw at him. So the connection's been good. I mean, I think we've been pretty very effective for the last part of the season, and I was able to get him a lot of good looks and good baskets, and he was finished strong. So I think our relationship on the floor has been great.
How are you? Go back to being the biggest Marc Gasol fan in the world again. Mm-hmm. You talk Absolutely. About the kind of great year he's had and the challenges that he has ahead here in this series with him. And have you had a chance to talk to him much lately?
Yeah, I'm for sure. I'm going to be following him and supporting him, and extremely proud of him. What he's been able to do throughout his career. This year, just again another step forward, and getting Defensive Player of the Year. Just playing at a very high level, playing the playoffs. He's also playing great, and hopefully I'll see him move on to the next round and beating the Clippers, and that would be fun to watch. It's been fun to watch already. It's been a great series to watch. Both teams are very competitive. They were great teams, and they're fighting for their life, and they're fighting to move on. So hopefully my brother and his team will come out on top, and I'll be watching them tomorrow. I don't think I'll be here physically, because that's still too much for me right now. But yeah, I'm his biggest fan.
Serena, last question.
Pat, after the game tonight, Meadow was talking about the season, saying that he did wish that you had a bigger voice this year. Do you feel like your voice was quieted at all? And if so, did it have anything to do with trade rumors? Or did you feel at all like you should have spoken up more? Just kind of what your role was like.
It's been difficult this season for me to be able to be more vocal, because my role in the team has been third, fourth option, fifth option a lot of the times, and even coming off the bench for a while. So it was hard for me to be that vocal leader and have that sense of responsibility in the team. I wish a lot of things, but things, sometimes you try to play it out, you try to get a feel for how things are going to go, and how can you contribute and be assertive and be a positive influence for your team. But it's been difficult at times for me. I'll be more of a vocal leader the last part of the season, where a lot of things went through my hands, and I was able to make a lot of plays, and then you feel that way, so you feel like you have a right and a need also to step up and be that kind of a voice. Thanks, Paul. Thank you.